the center field. Get up, baby. Oh, yeah. A home run and the Cardinals win it.
It's time to fly with the Redbirds on the 2019 season. Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball. WSOY Decatur 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
There's a long one to left. Another home run for Paul Goldschmidt.
The Cardinals are back in action in Milwaukee on Wednesday. Pre-game at 11:45. First pitch at 12:40.
Ring and a home run.
Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball, WSOY Decatur.
Facing a prostate biopsy can be a scary experience for any man, but new technology called UroNav can provide more accurate results and peace of mind. DMH NewsLink host Michaela Hunt sits down with DMH urologist Michael Kotwitz to talk about the UroNav.
It gives us not only a higher probability of having accurate biopsies, but also it gives a higher degree of certainty that we got good biopsies with good information.
Watch the video now at nowdecatur.com or the Now Decatur Facebook page. DMH NewsLink with Now Decatur, your trusted source for the latest in healthcare news.
But no release. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Trump administration has a new policy which could also be challenged in court, dealing with immigrants who come here illegally then seek asylum. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, asylum seekers who cross in remote locations, bypassing official points of entry, would be held until their cases are heard by an immigration judge, according to a new Justice Department policy announced by Attorney General William Barr. The policy does not apply to families and children, as they cannot be legally detained beyond 20 days. Immigrant rights groups say Barr's ruling could set a precedent that will allow the government to deny bond to a broader group of migrants. The policy will take effect in 90 days to give the Homeland Security Department time to expand detention capacity. Dave?
Rachel, there's no school today for a lot of students in the Denver area as police search for an 18-year-old Florida woman said to be obsessed with the Columbine massacre, which will be 20 years ago Saturday. Sol Pais is in Colorado, said to be armed and dangerous.
She has had an infatuation with Columbine and the perpetrators of Columbine. She's made comments to that effect, but she hasn't identified a specific threat to a specific school.
That's the FBI's Dean Phillips. The pledges keep pouring in amid the mourning in France, and President Macron vows,
"We will build the Cathedral of Notre Dame even more beautiful."
Fox's Simon Owen is live in Paris.
Dave, I'm standing about 300 yards from Notre Dame, and occasionally firefighters appear on top of one of the bell towers or else where on the exterior, as efforts continue to assess how stable the cathedral is. Whatever happens, President Emmanuel Macron pledging the church will be rebuilt within 5 years. People have been traveling here to the banks of the Seine River to take a look at the damage. One woman told me, "I wanted to see it for myself because it seemed unreal to see pictures of such an iconic building burning." Dave?
And Simon, the French Prime Minister has just announced an international architects competition to rebuild the spire at the Notre Dame Cathedral. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump has issued his second veto, blocking a congressional resolution that called for the end of U.S. military assistance to the Saudi-led war on Yemen. Today, the president will take action against Cuba.
The U.S. State Department says it will be ending waivers related to the Helms-Burton Act, a 1996 law aiming to strengthen the U.S. embargo of Cuba, meaning a number of people in the U.S. might start filing suits against Cuban state-owned companies the American side has long accused of stealing their property and profits. The move to allow the litigation comes as Cuba defies the U.S. demand to end support for Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. The official announcement is expected today as National Security Advisor John Bolton visits South Florida to commemorate the 58th anniversary of the botched Bay of Pigs invasion. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up modestly before this morning's opening bell, the day after the Dow went up 67 points. Now sports. The best team in the NHL's regular season swept out of the playoffs.
What a job! Going down the McDonough score!
That empty netter helped seal Tampa Bay's fate. The Columbus Blue Jackets won 7-3 on NBC Sports to complete a four-game sweep of the Lightning, who didn't win a postseason game after tying a record for regular season wins. The New York Islanders also advanced to the second round, finishing off a sweep of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Winnipeg tied their series at 2-2, beating St. Louis in overtime. Vegas goes up 3-1 on San Jose with a shutout win in the NBA.
Four to shoot. Murray. Back it up. There it goes.
Jamal Murray led Denver to a big comeback win over San Antonio. The Nuggets were down 21 points, but beat the Spurs 114-105 on NBA TV to tie the series 1-1. Toronto even did series with Orlando. Portland went up 2-0 on Oklahoma City. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
AM.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, April 17th edition of Byers & Company. We'll have the content director for Geek.com on. We'll do the binge shows by state. How does Illinois rank? Plus, the ratings are in for Game of Thrones. It's all now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and howdy do. Welcome to the hump day version of Byers and Company. We're live on this Wednesday, broadcasting from the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Good morning and welcome. How big of, well, we're going to tie the whole show together. I don't know if this was the plan, but there is certainly sort of a theme, do you think? As we look at Stephanie Valera being with us a little later this hour, Martin Atkins will be with us in the 7 o'clock hour. What do you know about Martin?
I do know whenever I was speaking with Brian Abbott of Speakeasy Records,
yes,
that he said he was, Martin Atkins actually put out a shout out to do a reverse record store so that people can help me build inventory. And I'm like, who's Martin Atkins? He's like, oh my gosh, he's got a record store up in Chicago. He's really well known in the music industry. And I'm like, okay. So,
okay. Well,
and then, yeah. Yeah. And then I heard about this expo that they're putting together.
Yeah. He played with, he's an English drummer, played with Public Image Limited, Ministry, Nine Inch Nails, just to name a few of, but he was born in 1959 in Coventry, England. So he would have been in that time post period for us Gen Xers when punk music was sort of, well, it was born, right? And we've got the entire generation who grew up on TV. I mean, our age group grew up watching Gilligan's Island and Hogan's Heroes. I mean, I could give you the whole litany of shows that we watch. You get out of school, you go home, and you would just turn on the TV, Partridge Family, Brady Bunch. It was limited. There wasn't, you know, nearly as much entertainment choices as there are today, or are not as many. But it is kind of, we're going to tie all this together with Game of Thrones having its big last final season premiere on Sunday. The numbers are out on that. We'll get to that in just a second. But we're going to tell you, Geek.com has literally looked at the streaming services and based on the zip codes, what people are binging, you know, and stacked by where you live. How about that?
You know, and that's funny because I wonder in certain areas if it's something is more popular versus...
Oh, well, you would certainly imagine that the coast would be different than sort of the Midwest,
mm-hmm.
Or the South might be different than the Northeast. God knows what they're doing up in Alaska. here in Illinois, we'll tell you if whether you're binging, you know, I'll be interested to see if my binging matches the binging of my fellow Illinoisans. My guess is it probably won't.
It probably won't.
And then, speaking of all that, reality TV comes full circle with its own fan convention. They now have their own version of the Comic-Con.
Of like a Comic-Con?
How long? Why would it?
Is it called Patheticon?
Wow. See, you're going to lump all of the reality TV into one. You're going to say Million Dollar Listings is the same as Jersey Shore.
No, and Chip and Joanna Gaines are not exactly Pauly D and
I saw
Snooki.
Chip and Joanna Gaines on at the Y yesterday.
I know, me too.
And I'm like, I can't watch this while I'm on the Jacob's Ladder.
See, I could.
Really?
I could totally do that. That would make me zone out a little bit.
Well, think about RuPaul's Drag Race, Survivor, ooh, Big Brother. I mean, there's the umbrella of reality TV is a very large one.
Yes.
So don't get too uppity here.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, I would go just for drag.
I don't know. Well, I'll get into that here in a little bit. But the Game of Thrones Season 8 premiere ratings are in. According to Entertainment Weekly, they set a massive ratings record for its final season premiere on Sunday. The HBO hit, now, I mean, you need to put this into context. This is not counting worldwide. This isn't counting illegal downloads. This isn't counting borrowing somebody's. They don't have the ability now to count whether you're jumping in on somebody else's app or
mm-hmm.
you have the password to their. I mean, there's a lot of gray when it comes to
exactly.
ratings. This is just sort of the traditional TV ratings, right? 17.4 million viewers on Sunday. To give you, that makes the biggest telecast in the history of HBO ever. And you think about Sopranos, you think about all the gold there. The most watched scripted entertainment program of the year, beating the CBS Big Bang Theory premiere, which only got 14.1 million viewers. Now, this is HBO, which you have to subscribe
to. Is this
to.
Domestic only?
Yes.
Okay.
And because HBO is available in far fewer homes than CBS is. So the Big Bang Theory this year was the biggest watch so far with 14.1 million. HBO and Game of Thrones did 17.4 million viewers. The number surpasses the show's previous overnight, and this is, once again, overnight record. People that DVR this and don't watch it until the next day, I mean, these are people watching that night.
So that appointment viewing we were talking about.
Yep. 2 years ago, the season seven finale, because it usually builds, like you have the anticipation of the premiere, and then it, as the season goes, it builds. So oftentimes your final episode is your largest. The season seven finale 2 years ago had 16.9 million, so it beat that. And that's pretty amazing. And HBO, by the way, lost Dish subscribers in a contract dispute last December. And certain streaming partners, such as Amazon, Hulu, and Roku, are not being counted in the first round numbers. So this is just...
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. The finale of the HBO hit television series The Sopranos, which caused all of that controversy with the ending, that had 11.9 million viewers, and people were talking about that for a year. This had 17.4 million for the Game of Thrones premiere. The show also blew up Twitter. 5 million tweets. That's a record for the show. And the most tweeted about moment of the Game of Thrones premiere, Sam revealing the truth about Jon Snow's parents. That was an awkward moment.
To Jon Snow.
Yes, to Jon Snow. Sorry.
That was the end of the last season.
Yeah. Game of Thrones is also the very extremely rare drama that has managed to grow its audience every single season. The only other couple of those would be, like, one of them was AMC's Breaking Bad. The Walking Dead used to top Game of Thrones in the ratings, but the zombie drama has recently fallen to around 5 million weekly viewers, so it's jumped its, you know, dead shark. And I think it's amazing. So the real global number that they think will be, and this is calculated a guess, it's not an actual number, is somewhere around 100 million. That's insane.
That is insane. And is that... That's worldwide, or
yeah,
domestic?
That would be the global number. And like I said, how do you account for people logging into somebody else's sort of, you know, in the day and age, or the illegal downloads, or the people who are doing what they're doing with their Roku, devices,
oh, yeah,
and these apps that are out there? So it is very likely the world's biggest show at this point. The seventh season grew to an average of about 32 million per episode after months of streaming viewership was added, and so it takes, you can't count it overnight like they used to.
No.
These are just the overnight numbers. And now can you imagine what May 19th, what that looks like? That is the series finale.
It's going to come too fast.
Yeah.
I just want to savor it.
Don't you want it to come fast? You want to wait for a long time?
I want to savor it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't know about
savoring. Cleanse my palate between each episode.
How annoying are you? Really? In a day and age where most people binge their entertainment.
It's kind of nice having something where you have to look forward to it a little bit.
I'd rather be able to watch the whole thing.
I know. We're spoiled with that.
We're not spoiled. It's just the way we consume our entertainment now. It's not, I mean, you sound like the grandma screaming at the kids to get off her lawn. It's not like that's going away. We're going to have more and more of that. The instantaneous entertainment button is one that everyone wants to hit.
Yes, that's true. But maybe it's good for us to, I don't know. Anyway.
You go ahead and do the good for it. I'd rather binge. I'd rather have all six episodes available
right now.
And just be able to run right through them and go, man, that was great. All right, coming up. By state, Stephanie Valera will join us a little later today. Martin Atkins for the Midwest Music Expo. We have tickets to give away courtesy of JL Hubbard Insurance and Bonds to see the Cardinals in action. And we've got a special story about the reality TV getting its own convention. I would have guessed, had I not read this story, that there already, I mean, there would have been one already.
To be honest, I am kind of surprised that there hasn't been one because of the obsession with reality TV.
Do you remember when reality TV started? What would you, if you had to sort of go back to the very beginning, when did reality TV begin?
I remember, and I don't know if this is the beginning, but I remember the first episode of The Real World.
I do too.
And it was different then because these were people that had careers, jobs. They were single, younger. They were lawyers, doctors, police officers, you know, in a big city living all at once. But, I mean, they had jobs they went to.
You sound like you're in the pitch meeting. I mean, it was like you just gave it like you were just pitching that to the producers.
I mean, it was a good idea to start with. And then it just kind of warped into this lackey do nothing, just basically put them in a house and see if they either have sex or fight.
Or both. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you really want to like get down to it.
Yeah.
Now it's much cheaper to make
Yes.
Than scripted entertainment, right? I mean, you don't have actors with giant salaries. You don't have directors and screenwriters and all the production
no,
you that
just
you
put
need.
Polar personalities in a house.
And put a stock it full of cameras.
Yes.
And make sure you get everything on film. It's an interesting thing. Would it surprise you that reality TV goes back to the 40s and 50s? I mean, this is certainly the last 25 years has been the golden age and even beyond of reality TV as we know it, mm-hmm. right? Don't you think?
Yes, definitely. When what were they doing in the 40s?
Back in the 40s and the 50s, they had Queen for a Day. They had Cash and Carrie would feature contestants performing stunts. There was Hidden Camera, Candid Camera. Do you remember those shows?
Loved Candid Camera.
Do you remember who was behind that?
No.
Alan Funt.
Alan Funt. Yes.
And then you had, you know, game shows, which I think were the early reality TV.
Yes.
You know, Beat the Clock, Truth or Consequences, those kind of things. But then in the United Kingdom in 1964, they had the documentary 7-Up, where they took a dozen ordinary 7-year-olds from a broad cross-section of society, and then they went every 7 years. They followed those 7 people
through commitment.
Their life. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's still ongoing.
Wow.
American Family, that was a PBS, filmed in 1971. A nuclear family going through divorce, once again, our generation, mm-hmm. which begat sort of the Sex Pistols and all of that. We were the divorce generation. There was, if you want to do the game shows, I guess you can. The Gong Show, you know, all of that, the dating game. The dating shows were a little different than the Joker's Wild sort of game shows, and that
yes.
it did involve sort of people and stories,
mm-hmm.
right?
And, you know, answers that might shock or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about, do you remember Real People?
No.
George Schlatter did this from 79 to 84, which was a surprise hit for NBC. And then ABC came up with That's Incredible, which was the show with Fran Tarkington, and I think it was... What's her face? Who originally played like Wonder Woman in a movie? The Blonde.
I think I kind of remember That's Incredible.
Do you remember That's My Line?
Mm-hmm.
Hosted by Bob Barker.
Yes.
How about Cops? You know that dates back.
Bad Boys.
Now that's clearly a reality.
Clearly,
TV show.
And you know when that came out, that was like, whoa, this is it was the first real glimpse into that.
Yeah, Real World dates back to 1992.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? Have you seen any of those people since then?
I mean,
from the original cast.
They weren't the original cast, but one of the original casts, they married, and he actually, I believe, is a congressman.
Yeah, but that was much later. That was
way
later.
It was, what, maybe 5 seasons in?
Oh, I bet it was more than that.
I don't know.
I mean, 92.
Yeah.
This thing's been around for more than 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if they were, well, I guess they would be right around my age.
Yeah.
Real World season number 1. By the way, that number 28 creator has claimed the Real World was directly inspired by his show. I don't know if it was or not. And then you have the O.J. Simpson murder case, which really then ramped up. I mean, we had an entire network created.
Yes, unfortunately, it also begat Nancy Grace, but I was obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to it.
And by
on
the way,
radio
that was
day.
The first Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
Robert, the dad, who was one of OJ's attorneys way before there was a Kardashian reality phase. And then it really hit its speed in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have their own convention. Wouldn't you have guessed they would have kind of thought about this ahead of time?
Yeah.
From gossipy housewives to lovelorn bachelors and lip-syncing drag queens, reality television is getting its own fan event. Youth Channel MTV on Tuesday announced it would host the first reality television convention where fans and some of the people made famous by shows like Jersey Shore, The Real Housewives, and The Bachelor will come together to celebrate the genre. MTV, whose Real World is credited with launching the modern trend for reality TV in 1992, said the Reality Con event would take place in the summer of 2020. It will feature performances, interviews, and discussions with stars and producers behind some of reality's most popular TV series, including Survivor, Big Brother, The Hills, RuPaul's Drag Race. The Hills movement I missed completely.
Never got it. Yeah.
Was that Lauren whatever?
Yes.
And then they all, like, it's like you get on one of
Conrad?
Okay. Yeah, I think so. You get on one of these shows, right?
And
then you get
your
own clothing line.
Yep.
Or and this was, by the way, way before social media.
Mm-hmm.
American Idol, right?
Yeah.
Now, I want you to think about this. You go back in your lifetime. People say that we don't advance as a human race or that there's no evolution. In 1994, The Real World featured an openly gay man with HIV/AIDS on television, a series about a group of young adults living together in the same house in San Francisco.
I remember that, yeah.
Pablo?
Pablo.
They also had a guy named Puck. Look
I remember Puck.
That same series. So before we
look like he never bathed.
Congratulating MTV too much,
yeah.
Puck took all the oxygen out of that series. 1994, that was the first, openly featuring.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem weird today or groundbreaking
Not
today.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yes.
Now.
All right, more to come on dates and details about Reality Con, which is being put together by MTV, which I'm sure they will then do a reality show about
on
the Reality Con.
How meta.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we do have some cloudy skies to start off, but gradually becoming mostly sunny today and highs near 78 degrees. For tonight, showers, thunderstorms after 1 a.m., lows around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, cooling down a little bit, plus showers and thunderstorms with highs near 63 degrees. Then Friday, mostly cloudy and highs near 54. It is 60 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way.
Thought we were talking about reality TV, not
well,
bad
sitcoms.
Well,
we're also talking about, what people are watching, too.
So. Oh, you're binging the theme songs.
Yeah.
I got you. All right, good stuff. Good morning and welcome. Yeah, coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll break it down for you. Geek.com took a look at binging shows, consuming shows by state, and there are trends. Like what people in Illinois are doing.
I like to think people in Alaska are just binging old episodes of Northern Exposure, but
well, can you imagine though? Oh, wow, really? You think if you're actually from Alaska, you're watching a fake show about Alaska?
Yeah, that was not even filmed in Alaska.
Yeah, I don't think so. No, I'm wondering if in Alaska, you know, where it is a lonely, lonely place, beautiful but lonely, and those places where like it's dark for a month, binging must really help.
I'd think, because there's no way I would
Wouldn't
survive.
You think, though, that Netflix would be, like, the best friend to somebody living in Alaska, like, from compared to 20 years ago?
Yes. Yes. And food.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Anywho, good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Tomorrow, Children's Museum of Illinois. We will be there for the full 3 hours. We have a lot of great contests that are going on. You can buy your ducks early for the Duck Derby, which is coming up. Is that May 4th, I believe?
Yes, it is.
And if you buy $100 worth of ducks or more tomorrow, by the way, they have some discounts and great stuff. You're in the drawing for 4 tickets to see the Cardinals and Cubs. These are great seats, dugout box seats at Busch Stadium for a game in June. So make sure when we get on the air tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m., you can call and or stop by the Children's Museum, go online, and buy your tickets. $100 worth of tickets get you into the drawing for that and a ton of other prizes, including some Betsy Tanner original jewelry, which is always
some
nice.
Oak Terrace packages.
Yeah, we got some great stuff. Gift certificates to restaurants, all kinds of cool things. So I'll buy my 100 for you. Because you're going to be racing in the celebrity duck race. Talk Nerdy to Me, is that the name of? It's a Kentucky Derby theme, which is you're going to be dressed as a duck with a horse's name. It's you've got to explain this stuff to people.
Well, you can.
I always wonder about the wondering ADM exec that just rides into town for this. What are you talking about? It's the Duck Derby. It takes place on Kentucky Derby Day. Yes. They have like a gazillion of these rubber ducks in a big hopper with the fire department, and they release all of them. And if yours with your number on it crosses the finish line, you win $3,000. That's the way that works. You can start buying them. Well, you can do it today, but get in with us tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. Back after stories and news. Stay tuned.
This is Shiloh with your stories now. Yesterday and today, middle schoolers and high schoolers are exploring the options for future careers in healthcare. Stephen Decatur principal Matt Frost shares what it means to his students to get this amazing hands-on opportunity.
For us, it's just exposure for kids to be able to see that at a hospital, I don't just have to be a surgeon, but there are, over 100 different types of jobs in a hospital. And maybe being able to serve people in a role that's not necessarily in an OR is something that I can do with my future.
Students get to tour DMH, HSHS St. Mary's, and Crossing Healthcare, as well as talk with other healthcare providers at Richland Community College. This past weekend, the Catholic Church celebrated the start of Holy Week with Palm Sunday. In a new podcast with Father Joe from Holy Family Parish, Holy Week is broken down from start to finish.
Good Friday had to happen first, but it led to Easter Sunday, and that's where Easter Sunday can give us hope that it may be a Good Friday event. It may be not the best, not the brightest, but hang in there, keep the faith, we pray that at least in some aspect, Easter Sunday will be there.
Holy Week is a special way Catholics celebrate the Easter season. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
United States to wait in custody until their cases are heard.
Attorney General William Barr says judges can't let detained asylum seekers out on bond. They have to remain in detention until their case is heard by a judge, even if they pass the credible fear interview. That interview determines if they're escaping potential violence in their homeland.
Fox's Jill Nato in D.C. The order takes effect in 90 days. It does not apply to families or kids here alone. And international competitions announced for architects to design a new spire for Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The old one came down in Monday's fire.
The investigators have not even been able to go inside and begin their work. The next 24 to 48 hours, they say, are going to be crucial in terms of definitively ascertaining the integrity of the structure.
Fox's Amy Kellogg in Paris. Notre Dame's rector says the cathedral will be closed for 5 to 6 years. This is Fox News.
The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater is here. Opening weekend May 24th through the 26th with Headliners 38 Special. Just hold on loosely. I'm so caught up in you. Wynonna.
How did you get to me?
And Forever Motown. Tickets for opening weekend and all 2019 season shows on sale Friday, April 5th at 10 a.m. at devonamphitheater.com. The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, located in Nelson Park, Decatur. More details now at devonamphitheater.com.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
39.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got cloudy skies gradually becoming sunny and highs around 78 degrees. Then for tonight, some showers, thunderstorms after 1 a.m., lows around 60 degrees. For your Thursday, showers before 1 p.m., then turning to a possibility of some thunderstorms, highs near 63. And Friday, mostly cloudy, highs near 54 degrees. It is 60 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday, 17th of April. Life is strange, you know, at the top of the hour. I mean, I would never would have guessed back in the day that I would have been visiting with the drummer of Public Image Limited at 7 a.m. in our 50s. I had a great T-shirt in high school. God, I wish I still had that T-shirt.
Would you be wearing it?
Oh, you bet.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, to this day, I have some of that still on my playlist for working out. I know that sounds strange, doesn't it?
No, not at all.
So, were you a fan? This is John Lydon, by the way, after he left the Sex Pistols. And they had something like 79, something like that. I think Martin Ack joined the band. That was, you know, otherwise known as Johnny Rotten, right? And anywho, we'll talk about that a little bit later in the program. But he's in town. They're doing a big thing, right?
Yes.
Tell me about this event. I know very little about it.
The Midwest Music Expo. And I'm going to send you a link because it's actually kind of a collaboration with Milliken as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are involved.
Yeah, and it's going to be panels and things like that that they're going to be talking about. You know, okay. The state of music, and it looks really interesting. Really interesting.
When is it?
May 3rd and 4th.
Okay.
At the Commons.
Okay.
It's a ticketed event.
Gotcha.
To take part in that. But let's see here. They're looking at some things here, and I can't see without my glasses on. So did you get the link that I sent you?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I'll be looking at that a little bit here in a bit. About 5 minutes from now, though, we'll be looking at how people are binging state by state. Well, actually, you only care about Illinois, but we'll figure out where do we stack up against all the rest of the folks. Mm-hmm. They did a survey, basically, because most of the folks like Netflix, although they're promising some transparency now, everybody's in trouble. I mean, Facebook had a really rough day yesterday with all the stuff that was coming out. But this was basically surveying people in the states, so not getting the information direct from Hulu or Netflix. But if you look to me, if you look at the top binged TV show by state, what do you think it might be for Illinois? And Illinois, by the way, the same as Missouri, the same as Texas, the same as Oklahoma, California, and even, it's weird, Friends.
Friends? That song I just played?
No, Game of Thrones is ours.
Oh, okay.
As far as, and that would make sense. In Florida, it's Jack Ryan. Which was a really good show.
Really good show, but really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
In Indiana, it's... They have this map that's really difficult to the number one binge show across the United States was Game of Thrones at number one.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
No question.
Recently because of all the hype of the return. The Office was number two. Ozark was number three. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel was number four, Grace and Frankie at five, NCIS, you like to refer to that as the grandfather show, at number seven. 10 is Friends, so they do make it into the top 10. You were explaining to me that Little Man and his friends are watching Friends, which makes no sense to me at all.
Friends and
but it doesn't make any sense that we were watching Gilligan's Island or Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up watching a comedy about World War II.
I know, and I always want to tell him, like, okay, you're going to watch Friends. But when I was younger, I thought that's like what it would be like being on my own.
Yeah.
That I'd have this fantastic loft apartment. And it would be huge. And all my best friends.
And
would
I'd
be
work
my
at a
neighbors.
Coffee shop.
And I'd not even work at a coffee shop. I'd just literally sit in a
Hang
coffee
out
shop
at a coffee
all day.
Shop. Yeah.
That's not life.
No, it's really not. Anyway, we'll give you the details on that. But I didn't hate it. But I never really got into it. I mean, it wasn't the Seinfeld. Yes, all in, no doubt about it. But Friends, nah, not really. And I have zero interest in going back and streaming it. But it's in the top 10 nationwide. All right, you asked about Alaska. We'll get into that as well. Plus Hawaii, as we talk to our experts coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And that will be Stephanie Valera from Geek.com. All right, time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189. Or at DecaturArts.org.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers. Proudly serving communities since 1977, RP Lumber is your source for anything, from lumber and building materials to light bulbs and paint. At RP Lumber, we believe that buying materials should be the easiest part of any project. Whether you are a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, our friendly team can help you find the right products for your project with the best service, best value, second to none. Come visit us today and experience the RP difference.
The Gin Mill offers a premium dining experience that is second to none in Decatur, Illinois. From fresh-cut steaks to soups and sandwiches, with a little twist, the Gin Mill is guaranteed to satisfy your dining experience with fine food and spirits that creates a night to remember. The Gin Mill is open Monday through Friday for lunch from 11 to 3 p.m., with dinner from 4 to 8:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday dining service is from 4 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The Gin Mill, Decatur's fine dining experience, 124 East Prairie Avenue, downtown Decatur.
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne is back on WSOY Decatur, thanks to Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Mike takes us inside the clubhouse and gives you the pulse of the Redbirds each and every Tuesday morning during Byers & Company at 7:40 a.m.
I think they want to get off to a good start. I know in the past that hasn't always been the case, but I think there's a newfound attitude that I think this team is going to really try and take advantage of.
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, thanks to Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, only on your home for Cardinal Baseball, WSOY Decatur.
You.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, a good binge-watching session. Everybody's up for that, right? It's how you consume most of your entertainment these days. It's our great pleasure to welcome to the program from Geek.com, Stephanie Valera. They did a survey and looked state by state to see if there's any trends or viewing habits. You're here this morning to talk specifically about Illinois, but it's highly fascinating looking at this map about what you have in common with people around the world and what's going on in Alaska with this whole Wentworth thing.
Yeah, I guess they do like prison dramas.
Set in Australia. Yeah, that's an odd choice. All right, now clearly Game of Thrones is doing very well across the map. That's with all of the hype, mm-hmm. with the final season making its finale or its debut on Sunday. People are really worked up about that. But there's some other interesting choices, including the pick here in Illinois of Shameless. This is an obscure show to me. It's on Showtime. It's set in Chicago. I guess maybe that makes sense. Was that the odd thing on the list as far as you were concerned for Illinois?
That was the odd thing on the list. Arizona also chose Law and Order, which was the only pick for that show. But the survey did show that most of Americans love Game of Thrones. I think it's the most talked about show right now. Critics love it. Viewers love it. And it's being marketed everywhere. There's just a lot of hype around it, too.
Yeah. Now, is there age? I mean, what do you think the demographics are? Like, it makes sense to me. Some of the states where I'm seeing NCIS might be sort of retirement states or where people go, once they quit working. Or, as you said, Law and Order, showing up in some of those places. Florida was interesting to me because I love Jack Ryan. That's a great show, which is an Amazon Prime original. But to be the number one in the state of Florida?
That is a weird pick, actually, Brian. Our demographic is a young demographic, too, actually. But I think it just shows the general trends in binge watching right now. Not a lot of people sit and watch per episode, and they prefer to watch multiple episodes in one sitting. So Jack Ryan, that's a hit.
Yeah, it was. It's a really good show, by the way. And is it weird that the home of Area 51, their top show is Supernatural?
That is weird. reflects a lot about their location, too. Like, for example, in New York, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel was number one, and that's a New York set show as well.
Yeah, and Shameless, as I mentioned, is set in Chicago, the Showtime series, which is popular, number three on the list here in Illinois. Yet old school shows are making a comeback, right? Our 15-year-old and his friends are watching Friends.
Yes, Friends has always been a popular pick. It's a comedy. The episodes are shorter. It's just easier to binge watch. Comedies are the pick for weekend binge watching as well. You know, it's just the best choice for a lazy weekend. So that's great.
All right. So how did you guys do this survey? You know, I think it's a fascinating one because the streaming services are pretty, you know, they keep these numbers pretty tight. They don't share a lot of information. So you went directly to the people.
We went directly to the people. We conducted a Google survey of 1,500 American consumers in February. So Google did distribute the surveys based on the target audience, so off to its publisher network and to smartphone users as well. So that could account for the younger audience. And, yeah, there are a lot of surprises. Comedies are number one. The Office, which ended in 2013, is still pretty popular.
Okay, so you're the content director for Geek.com. Tell folks about your site and why they should go there.
We are a pop culture website, but we also cover tech, science, entertainment. So, yeah, everything. Everything geeky.
All right. We really appreciate it, Stephanie. Thank you for being with us today. Stephanie Valera, the content director for Geek.com. Binge shows by state. We'll put that link up with the podcast. It's really interesting. You think, like, where you go to where the old people are? I know they said that they're... that their survey was a younger audience, but I'm sure it was, you know, with Geek.com. But if you go to, like, Arizona or someplace where you think about it, there are a lot of retirees, it's a whole different ballgame. It's like, yeah, NCIS.
NCIS, of course.
Or, like, Law and Order.
Olivia Benson. That's SVU, excuse me.
I was going to say, if you can nail down a character, I don't even, how many of those shows are there now?
I mean, between... I think just the two now.
Okay.
Law and Order and Law and Order SVU.
Okay.
With Olivia Benson and Ice-T.
And if you go to Iowa, I was looking at our neighbors, it's Ozark. That's the Jason Bateman. Isn't that a Netflix original where he's like an accountant for the mob or whatever that goes down to hide in the Ozarks? If you go down to, I was trying to see what Tennessee, Nashville, Georgia is Grey's Anatomy.
What?
Yeah.
Is that show even on anymore?
Louisiana, it's NCIS all the way. Alabama is Riverdale. Now, Riverdale is the take on the Archie comics that's got kind of a weird, dark bent. That's the thing that Luke Perry was on, right? He played Archie's dad.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you have it. And you asked about Alaska. It's an Australian women's prison drama. It's called Wentworth. That's the number one show, binge watch show. In Alaska.
Not a reality show. But
no, it's like Australian TV.
It's like Orange is the New Black is just too hip for them. They got to go
I guess.
To Australia.
I didn't see Orange is the New Black anywhere.
Take that, all those people telling me I haven't watched it and I'm losing out.
Yeah,
so.
No, I'm just looking. The Office, The Crown, Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds is also kind of an old person.
Is it?
A little bit. Like I always hear... older age women talking about Criminal Minds.
But if you get up, what's really weird is if you get up into sort of Minnesota, it's like Grace and Frankie.
What?
Isn't that the Jane Fonda?
That's the Jane Fonda and I want to say Lily Tomlin, but I don't know.
It is Lily Tomlin. Okay. Yes. I think that was a Netflix original.
Okay.
I don't know.
Interesting.
This is like one of those lists where you kind of like you don't really necessarily want to be on it. You still have that too cool for the class kind of thing. I don't want to binge what everybody else is binging except Game of Thrones.
Shameless looks like one I might check out.
That's What's-Her-Face's husband.
Yes.
Who's been in the news.
William H. Macy.
Yeah, he evidently is the smart one in the family because he's not going
involved.
To jail. Yes. he's a great character actor. It's one of those, it looks... I don't know. I've had Showtime for a long time. I think they put out some really good stuff. Billions is my favorite TV show right now on TV. And I thought, what's the face with Carrie the spy?
Oh, Homeland.
Homeland. That's a really good show. I the whole Shameless thing never grabbed me. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is funny. It's very funny.
Have you watched it?
I've started it. And it's just one of those things where I've just got too many things on the list, so I haven't been able to get deep into it. But it's about a stand-up comic, very early days, like back in the 50s, like when it wasn't accepted, right?
As a female.
Yeah, as a female.
Oh,
and
okay.
So she's got a manager. It's just, it's a clever show.
That sounds actually very funny. I didn't know what it was about at all. I assumed it was about a nanny.
No, it's not about a nanny.
And she looked like Mary Poppins to me, so I just said, okay.
What is You?
Is that a Netflix show? Somebody said I needed to check that out.
You have a lot of people giving you suggestions.
Oh, gosh, yes. It's because we talk about this, and then I'm out and about, and people are like, hey, you know what you need to watch?
Yes.
I'm like, thank you, random stranger.
It's an American psychological thriller television series by A&E. I don't have any idea.
So what's the premise? Because that's not going
to
sell me.
I don't know. You're going to have to do – I have zero interest in watching it, so I don't really need to dig any further. If you would like to.
Problem is, I really don't watch TV on my own. I decompress at night with it, and that's it. That's as much as I really consume.
I got to tell you, I'll just admit it right now. I, for whatever reason, you know, the whole watch-a-thon thing was going on.
Yeah.
For, like, Xfinity subscribers. And it popped up on my iPad the other day, Equalizer 2 with Denzel Washington.
I'm speechless.
Don't be. You can't diss Denzel. I'm telling you, you can take what's-his-face, the Irish guy in all those Taken movies or whatever. Take Liam Neeson and whatever. There is nothing better than Denzel Washington in that role. The guy, the hard case, the ex. Do you remember the movie with the bodyguard movie where he had like a little Dakota Fanning in Mexico?
Yes.
That is so good.
That is good.
So good. I can't remember the name of it. It's that good. But I watched Equalizer 2. And there are just a couple of scenes. There is a way that he can deliver indignation that is just better than anybody who's ever acted ever. Am I crazy?
No.
Training Day. Think the movie where he played the gangster in New York with Russell Crowe, the drug dealing kingpin. Think about the roles. He has an authoritarian sort of way where he may be like a cream puff. But in the movies, he is completely believable.
And he has a great, smooth, kind of sexy delivery until like he gets that angry thing going and it keeps building.
Yes.
Yes, he can be cool and
switch. So in the last 48 hours, I watched Equalizer 2 and then went back and watched The Equalizer. And that was a great 80s television series, by the way, with a very old man who probably couldn't do anything, but he was cool on TV. We'll take a quick break, back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we're starting off with some clouds, but that will turn into sunshine later today with highs around 78 degrees. Then for tonight, showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1 a.m., lows around 60 degrees for your Thursday. Showers, thunderstorms possible before 1 p.m., and could even see a few sprinkles after that. Highs around 63 degrees. Then for your Friday, mostly cloudy, highs near 54. It is 60 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box, that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater is here. Opening weekend, May 24th through the 26th, with Headliners 38 Special. Winona.
How did you get to me.
And Forever Motown. Tickets for opening weekend and all 2019 season shows on sale Friday, April 5th at 10 a.m. at devonamphitheater.com. The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, located in Nelson Park, Decatur. More details now at devonamphitheater.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome back to the program, Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. Some things are slow, like sleepy sloths. Other things are fast, like Xfinity XFi. You get fast, reliable internet, even when the whole family is online, on different devices, all over the house. Stream live TV on the patio while the kids game in the den and your better half looks up recipes on the tablet in the kitchen. See? Everybody wins. Want your family to put down their devices and get together for dinner? Just pause your in-home Wi-Fi with one tap on the XFi app. And voila! After their plates are clean, the veggies have been eaten, and their homework they swear they forgot about is done, you can turn the Wi-Fi back on just as easily. You're the boss. Plus, with XFi Advantage, you can get enhanced security and safer browsing for all of your devices in your home. Switch to Xfinity and see how Xfinity XFi makes Wi-Fi simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Restrictions apply. I like the dinner thing, except he'd have to turn off our internet.
Yeah. He sits there and watches us.
I like to think of it as like when you had like the 1950s stories and the guy was there with a cigarette and the newspaper and the grapefruit. So.
And the grape and the egg, the egg cup, holders,
the hard-boiled egg. Yes,
I always thought that was for super fancy people.
It could be. All right, coming up in the next hour, we will talk a little bit about MMX, the Midwest Music Expo, which is taking place at Millikan University on the Commons May 3rd and 4th. You can go to MidwestMusicExpo.com if you're interested in more information, but we'll have one of the organizers of that event, Martin Atkins, with us coming up at the top of the hour. We'll also visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and we'll be giving away Cardinals tickets courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. Are you into yet baseball? I mean,
no.
It's such a long season.
It is. It is a very, very, very long season. And, everybody wringing hands or whatever, no.
All right. I'm not wringing any hands yet. There will be no wringing of the hands until Flag Day. Mike Claiborne has made that crystal clear for all Cardinals fans. So we'll be doing that a little bit later. Tomorrow, live from the Children's Museum, the kickoff for the Early Bird Duck Derby. That takes place on that Saturday in May. It's Derby Day, right? And so this is more fun. You're going to be dressed up as a duck. What's the costume consist of?
Some kind of duck floaty or duck butt. That's
probably a floaty.
Something
like around your waist.
And then giant duck feet.
Uh-huh.
That we have to run in.
And who else is running? Do you know?
I do not know who my competition is, but they're going down.
Really? That's a lot of. You're talking a lot of smack.
My hope is to have enough time built up that I actually just can walk.
And how are you going to build all that time up? Just out of curiosity.
Sell tickets.
Are you selling tickets?
I'm working on that.
Okay. So you do that, and I'll buy my $100 worth tomorrow, and I'll put it in your name.
Okay.
Talk Nerdy to Me. Is that the name of your racing horse / duck?
Yes.
All right. How many years has that been going? 29 years?
Yeah.
That's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. I remember the very first Duck Derby.
It's a fun event. Did they have the fire truck and the hopper and all of that?
I'm not sure. I mean, I can remember when it started. But I'm not sure if they did or they didn't. I don't really know. But anyway, it's a great time. So get out and support the Children's Museum of Illinois. Check out Heroes Hall if you haven't been out there yet. It is fantastic. When did it open? July of last year? I think that was going back through the Hot 25. And it's one of the very first big kickoff of the year, too, event-wise, is the Duck Derby itself. So May 4th, put it on your calendar. And then Friday, Good Friday, we'll be back in the studios here. Pastor Matt, we'll have our education spotlight. We'll talk to the folks at Brinkotter and Angela from the YMCA. We got group power today. Ready to go with that? And that should be fun. I don't know. I was hearing from some of our newbies that there was a lot of pain involved yesterday.
Yes, I've been hearing that. Now, I'm going to see how Rachel's doing today because she was really hurting yesterday.
How can you be that sore at 23? This is what I really want to ask.
Do you remember when we started?
I was 50.
Okay, fair enough.
At 50, you're supposed to be sore, anyway, right?
Yes, you're supposed to be just sore waking up.
Yes. So I thought it was a tough but fair class on Monday. And I saw went in yesterday because our challenge, our bonus challenge this week is the Jacob's Ladder, which is the thing I hate.
Oh, God.
But as I was going into the YMCA yesterday afternoon, Reverend Courtney Carson was coming out. And he goes, man, that Jacob's Ladder. So they're in there. They're doing it. We got to get 40 minutes in on the Jacob's Ladder this week.
Yeah. I did my 10 this morning. I'm 20 minutes in.
The Jacob's Ladder, for explanation purposes, it looks like a very old school Norwegian sort of thing. You know, it's all made of wood.
It looks like what you might hang your clothes on to dry.
Or something like that. Or do hemp with or something. I don't know. It's got a very strange look. And I don't know why I'm thinking Norway, but that's what it appears to be. And then it's like a 40 degree angle. And so you basically climb it. And you got to get the speed right. And you got to get your feet in there. And it is tough. It is hard.
You're good for about 3 seconds.
Hardest machine in that entire place. 40 minutes of it this week. All right, coming up on the top of the hour, we get back on the other side of the break. Martin Atkins will be with us. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. And tickets to see the Cardinals, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. We're coming up on top of the hour. Stories and news are coming your way next. Back with Byers & Company right after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiloh with your stories now. Ever thought of going vegan? Recent research has shown that interest in veganism is soaring, especially among millennials, celebrities, and athletes. Some have even called